Investment advisory services offered by Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial is a franchisee of the Retirement Income Store. The Retirement Income Store and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today, we're going to talk basically about how in the world do we retire into a bear market? Because a lot of times, and I've talked about the sequence of returns risk, that if you retire, let's say in 1990, the next decade was great in the markets, and most of your money is just sitting in the market world, you're good to go. But if you retired in 2000, where we've got this dot-com bubble bursting, and we got the financial crisis, in that decade, it's known as the lost decade. Things would be a lot more difficult because now the markets are going in the wrong direction at the very time that you need income off of your investments. Now, after 2022, we've come off the worst stock market return since 2008. We've got inflation at 40-year highs, and for the first time in 50 years, both the stock and bond markets were down double digits. So how in the world do we retire in a bear market with so much uncertainty? So retiring in a bear market, we've got clients that were planning to retire in 2022, and when they came in for our reviews, they asked, maybe I should wait since the markets are down. And my response, there's no need. We plan for this. When we put our plan together for clients, it takes into account bear markets, interest rates, overall world craziness, how we position our clients as they approach retirement or in retirement, that just because the stock market crashes or the economy goes into a recession, it shouldn't change the timing of your planned retirement. And more importantly, it doesn't change the income we can receive in retirement. Because whether the market's up or down, we want to know exactly how much income can we get off our portfolio from interest and dividends without touching the principal. In my book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street, we call it Eat the Eggs, Not the Chickens. So how can any advisor in good faith tell you that because the market's down, you should work longer? When you've already worked 30, 40 years, shame on that advisor. That's just poor planning on their end because you were taking too much risk. It breaks my heart every week when I meet with a prospective client, usually someone from the radio show. They had enough to retire in January 2022, but because their broker was such a Wall Street cheerleader, they had them take too much risk, and then now they're down 15, 20, 30%, and they can no longer retire. They might have to actually wait a few additional years, not because of the market downturn, but because of bad financial planning advice, where the broker didn't align their portfolio to their stage of life. And unfortunately, I see it every day. Again, if you've got questions about where you are on your road to retirement, hey, the markets are bumpy. We think they're going to continue to be early on in this year. My bond values are going down because interest rates are rising. Inflation's a factor. The gas is more expensive. Groceries are more expensive. Stock markets are near or in bear market territory. What in the world should you be doing? Give us a call. We're here to help. 866-316-0822. No cost, no obligation. Set up a 15-minute strategy call. Get your questions answered. 866-316-0822. So when we're talking about bear markets and market risk, it's all about long-term outlooks and having the appropriate risk tolerance or the allocation of your money to risk, including those two things. It really comes down to income. We always say every week in this show, in retirement, income is the outcome. Where are you getting your income from in a bear market? In a bull market, you can take it from anywhere, right? You can just sell off stuff. It's going up. If you're risk averse, you could take gains off the table, live off of those, try to keep that equity allocation in the appropriate percentage based on your willingness to take risk. But also, we talk about your concept of your portfolio's capacity for risk. In short, the higher percentage your withdrawal needs are, the more income you need off your portfolio, then the lower capacity for that risk that you can actually take. So we're going to dive on a lot of the statistics on this show to really help share some perspective. We're going to tie that back into what that means for you specifically and what it means for you at this stage of your retirement. At this stage of your pre-retirement, and really try to put you in a better mental place during this bear market, like where we're going through right now, by understanding some of the context and what it means for you. And we're going to put a bow on it and tie all that together. And of course, from a retirement planning standpoint, you want to make sure you have all those core pieces in place that we talk about every single week. So first and foremost, it's your investment plan, what looks at your portfolio's risk capacity, but also your willingness to take risk. So when I say willingness to take risk, how willing are you to stay invested if your portfolio or a portion that's allocated to stocks is down 10, 20, 30, 40%? Are you willing to stick through that? That is your risk willingness. Once we've identified your core retirement planning, then we want to shift over to income planning. Where are we getting your income from in retirement? Are we keeping money in cash? Are we looking at short-term investments that kick out interest and dividends? Are we using real estate, maybe some dividend-paying stocks? Are we going to use an annuity? What are we doing with Social Security? That's the income planning component. And we want to make sure that you know exactly where your income's coming from in good markets and bad. Then we get into the tax side of things. Income and tax obviously go together. So when it comes to retirement planning, it's not just where you're getting your income from in regards to which financial tools you're using, but which accounts are we taking income from? Meaning, are we taking it from the qualified accounts like our IRAs and our 401ks, or are we taking it from the non-IRA accounts? And of course, not just looking at that in a vacuum, but what impact does that have on your security, your family security, over the next 10, 20, 30 years to make sure you don't run out of money before you run out of life? One of the great things about the way I've structured our practice at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial is that not only financial planning, and not only do we do the investment management, but we have a CPA and a full tax team on staff that we do proactive tax planning. You know, how do we save you taxes over your lifetime? We do tax preparation. Last year, we did about 600 tax returns. And in addition to that, what about the estate planning side? What about the healthcare planning side? So going back to those original three components that we've identified a plan for those, that's the investment plan and risk tolerance, the income strategies, and the tax planning. Now it's time to talk about step 4 and 5. So for our clients, we're going to get all this done in a relatively, I don't want to say really quick, but usually within a few weeks, few months, definitely within the first year. But when we shift over to healthcare, long-term care, how much of a concern is that for you? Because long-term care premiums, if you have a traditional policy, they increase over time. So we need to build that into your income plan. We need to build in longevity. The longer you live, the more likely we're going to have market disruptions, more likely we're going to have higher taxes, more likely we're going to have a healthcare event. So we just need to be on top of that to make sure that we've built that into your plan. Then we've got the estate planning side of things. To whom do you want your money to go? Do you want that to be tax efficient? Do you want it to be structured in trusts or possibly limited partnerships or family business? How do you want those assets to transfer to the next generation? Then not only how do we want them to transfer, but do we want control from the grave? Do you have certain kids that maybe they got special needs or maybe they're not very good with money? Do you have certain kids that maybe they're younger or they really wouldn't be very responsible receiving a large sum up front? Those are all the planning discussions, and those are the 5 key components of a real successful retirement plan. We call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. So we're going to dive into a lot of them today. We may not try to probably get to the estate planning side, just time permitting here, but I want to get this report that we received from Lincoln Investment Advisors. And I get all kinds of things sent into my inbox, and most of it's garbage, but a lot of it has some value. So one thing that's really, really interesting to me is in the very first page, they did a great job of putting this together, but it talks about calendar year returns in bear and bull markets. But the intra-year, so within that calendar year, the intra-year decline, that means what it does during the year. And then, of course, what the market ended up doing by December 31st. And so a couple big ones come to mind. First, in 2009, we had a negative 28% intra-year decline. But the market finished up 23% for the year. If you remember back to 08, 09, obviously those were tremendously volatile times. But we had a 28% decline within the year, but then finished the year up 23%. 2010, kind of similar story, not just as severe. We had a 16% intra-year decline, but finished the year up 13%. A couple other big ones here that stick out. We had in 2020, of course, COVID, right? In a matter of about 3 to 4 weeks, we had an intra-year decline of 34% at the end of February, first half of March, but finished the year up 16%. So even in years when the market finished down, typically we had a much more severe pullback at some point in the middle of the year. Now, 2022 is a good example of that too. S&P 500 finished the year down about 19%, but it was down over 25% at one point in the year. Now, what does that mean for you? Well, when you're in the middle of a bear market and you see your accounts going down, keep in mind that whatever happens over the next few months shouldn't impact you over the next 10 years. We have to keep that mindset that markets go up, markets go down in the short term, but we have the appropriate investment strategy, the right risk tolerance, the right risk capacity, the right income plan, and the right tax strategy to take advantage of opportunities that happen, then you're going to be okay because we can use that volatility to your advantage. If you don't have the appropriate risk tolerance, if you don't have a strategy of where your income's coming from in a down market, and you're not taking advantage of the tax opportunities, well, that's a whole different story. That's what we see too often with individuals and firms that are simply just doing investment management, right? So if you got a 60-40 stock bond portfolio, you're probably down pretty big because bonds were down and stocks were down. You easily could have been down 15, 20, 25% last year. Now, where are you getting your income from? Are you just dependent on market performance? Are you hoping for income instead of actually planning for income? Then also, what have you been doing on the tax planning side? We see it all the time that most people go to their advisor and the broker and say, hey, you know, should I do a Roth conversion? What tax strategies could I be saving some money on taxes? And what do you get? You get crickets because they say, we can't give you tax advice. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. If you're going to pay a financial advisor to give you advice, make sure they're not only giving you investment advice, they're giving you tax advice. They have a legal team that can give you estate planning advice. They have an insurance team that can give you Medicare and long-term care planning advice. That's real financial advice. If your person only deals with investments or insurance, then maybe you've outgrown your advisor. So when you start to tie all those different aspects together, you now have a real retirement plan. We call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. It's not just about 60-40 and, hey, take 4% out and maybe you'll be okay. That is antiquated, right? The widespread common approach is, hey, you could take 4%, you should be okay. Well, should doesn't pay the bills, right? When we build a portfolio for a client, let's say you got $1 million and you need $40,000 of income, we're going to position the portfolio so it's generating 4% in cash flow and interest and dividends from your stocks, from your fixed income, from your real estate. Why? Because now you can spend that $40,000 without having to sell anything. That's eat the eggs, not the chickens. There's just so much more that can be done that most firms don't do, but we do here at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and it's by design. But it starts with those five key components: investment and risk planning, income planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and estate planning. But keeping the context of even where we are in a bear market, and it doesn't feel good and your accounts are going down, understand that most years in the past, when we've had a really big intra-year decline, the market's been much better by the end of the year. Not always positive, but usually much better. Now, should you be making changes within your portfolio because the market's down? And maybe you're scared, you're nervous. And I want to mention that. Even though we have high inflation right now, even though there's a lot of uncertainty, right? I think the last I saw, there's about a 60% chance that we go into a recession this year. When you take all these things into account, should you be making changes to your portfolio? And the answer is it depends. And it depends means that we think the next 6 months are going to be pretty shaky in the market, right? That all the damage probably isn't done because we're still working through the whole reason it went down to begin with, right? High inflation, an aggressive Fed, tech overheated, real estate issues. So if you haven't already repositioned and reallocated your portfolio to the new normal, then yeah, maybe you should be making some changes that are more appropriate to what you need now and going forward, not for what you did 3-5 years ago. Now, if you've already made those changes, and you have a properly constructed retirement plan that has an income plan and a tax strategy, then there's no reason to do anything because you've already built that into your plan. Unfortunately, about 9 out of 10 people I meet, they've got an investment plan, what I call a junk drawer of stocks and bonds, but they don't actually have a real financial plan that covers investments and taxes and healthcare and estate. Now, when you want to make changes is when things are really going well. There's exuberance in the market. Maybe at that point, it's time to take some cash off the table. But making big changes at the bottom or near the bottom, when the markets are really volatile, when we're struggling economically, typically it's more fear-based that you're making those changes. You know, so if you need a second opinion, let us know. We'd be happy to take a look at what you have and say, hey, you may want to sit put until the recovery happens and then make adjustments. Or I think there's still some opportunities out there for you right now. So here's where the problem is for most investors. They don't have a plan. Or if they work with a broker, they only have an investment plan. And that's what I mentioned before is a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, annuities, but no idea on how to get income from the portfolio. No idea how to be more tax efficient. They've just been sold stuff over the years. So what you need is a real plan. A plan that not only covers investments, but taxes, healthcare, your state, and more importantly, where is your income coming from in good markets and bad? If you don't have an income plan, if you're not taking advantage of tax strategies during this opportunity that we have in front of us right now, if maybe you have too much risk still, now is the time to reassess how much risk you actually have in your portfolio and how much you need. Maybe you were too aggressively allocated. Sit down. Look at those things. Start to build out a plan so you have more confidence with where you are, but more importantly, have more clarity as to where you're going. Without a plan, those five key components really nailed down, the future is more of a black, kind of murky, gray, cloudy skies. It's not clear. So you can't see where you're going. It's like driving down the highway with no windshield wipers on, right? And it's raining. You're in the middle of a storm. You can't see anything. No headlights. It's dark. That's not where we want to be. We want the rain to stop. We want the windshield wipers to work. We want the headlights on. We want to be very, very clear with where we're going and how we're going to get there, right? But it can't be based on hope. That's what we do here with the retirement planning at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Simply give us a call. Leave your information with the call center, and Patrick will reach back out to you on Monday. Schedule a 15-minute call to discuss your plan if you have one, or start the building blocks and the baby steps, get your questions answered on how to move forward. So you can call us 866-316-0822 or go to crystallaketax.com. So what should you do? Well, I've got a gift for you that I think is going to help you take back control of your financial future. I want to send you a complimentary copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Create the Retirement You Deserve. In this compelling book, I discuss how most retirement planners have it all wrong when it comes to income planning and goes in depth about how to truly generate maximum income and potentially minimize your taxes in retirement and take advantage of market downturns like what we're going through now. How do you get your complimentary copy? Give us a call, 866-316-0822. I'll send out a physical copy of my book. I'll even cover the postage. It will be a blueprint to guide you through the rough patch in the markets and the economy that we continue to face. Give us a call. Ask for the Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Create the Retirement You Deserve. How do you get it? Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Back after this.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Remember the good old days when you could earn 5% on a bank CD? What if you could earn similar rates on interest and dividends to those CD rates? It's possible. And the income specialists at the Retirement Income Source can help you. We're a network of experienced financial advisors operating independently owned firms under the umbrella of the Retirement Income Source. This makes it simple and easy for you to find a retirement income specialist in your local area. Our advisors have helped hardworking Americans across the country invest and save for their retirement.
Michael Stewart is your local income specialist. He's the president of Crystal Lake Tax. With over 30 years' experience in the financial services industry, Michael is also an Amazon best-selling author, and his book has helped thousands of clients better understand the inside game of financial investing. If you're interested in learning more about Michael Stewart, his business, and how he can help you with your retirement strategy, visit crystallaketax.com.
You have to be able to think independently, and that's tough for a lot of people.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Glad you're with us today for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Given how crazy the markets were in 2022, here's some terms for the market. Pullback, that's a 5 to 9% drop, and those typically happen about three times a year. Correction, that's a 10 to 19% drop, and those typically happen every year or two. Then there's the hideous bear market, the market crash we've been talking about right now. That is a 20% or more drop, and those typically happen about every 4 or 5 years. We've seen times where it's been longer between and even sometimes a little quicker, but those are the term. Pullbacks, 5 to 9, corrections, 10 to 19, bear market crashes, 20% or more. So we're talking about how do we plan for retirement in a bear market. We know that typically a bear market, 20% down in the market, is called a crash. Those typically happen about every 4 or 5 years. And there's a quote from Warren Buffett. He says, "Be fearful when others are being greedy." And then he says, "Be greedy when others are being fearful." He's simply saying that when the market's going well and everyone's happy and everyone wants to get in, that's when you should be a little bit reluctant. You should be a little reticent. You should be sitting there saying, hey, you know what? If everybody wants to get in, think back to 2009, think back to 2000. When everyone and their friend wants to start flipping real estate or buying tech stocks, that's when you need to be cautious. That's when you need to be very, very careful. But unfortunately, as human beings, our investing decisions, and this is primal, it's not logical, it's not rational. This is just how the brain is hardwired. There's just simply no getting around it. We're not special. We're not different. This is just as human beings how we're wired. Now, there's things that we can do and steps that we can take to help protect us from ourselves. But truth of the matter is, there's what we call FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. When the market's doing really, really well, a lot of times underlying economic data is not nearly as strong as how the markets are performing. And that creates uncertainty. And you sit on the sidelines, you sit on the sidelines, and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to kind of wait till things get better. And I think the market's going to pull back because the economic data or what I see on CNN or CNBC or Fox News, these guys and gals are talking about economic problems. They're debating. And I don't know who to believe. Folks, you have to tune that noise out. And about 90 to 95% of probably what you hear from CNBC and Fox or whatever channels you're watching is simply noise. The job is not to provide you hard data. Their job is to get you to tune in eyeballs and clicks. The more they stroke your emotions, the more likely you are to tune in the very next day, whether it's fear or greed. But those are two emotions that drive investing behavior of human beings. And I tell people all the time, look, turn that garbage off, turn off the noise. It's not good for your health, first and foremost, but it's definitely not good for your investing behavior. A second thing that we can do is please don't check your accounts every single day. From a behavioral finance standpoint, it's been proven that when you have losses in your portfolio, they hurt substantially more mentally. And I forget the exact multiple, but they hurt substantially more than the joy you receive when you see that your portfolio's up. There is this asymmetrical risk reward, if you can relate that over to the emotions, you know, good emotions and bad emotions. The second thing you can do is please, at times like this, stop checking that portfolio every single day. You can't do anything about it. The more you tinker, the more likely you are to cause problems and miss out on opportunities. Please just stop looking at it every day. There's a great quote going back a long time ago from Warren Buffett, you know, before the great financial crisis that said, how is it that so many people make so much money on their houses? You know, they went and bought them for $30,000, you know, 50 years ago, and now all of a sudden they're cashing out at $500,000. It's because they don't get a monthly statement. But the most important thing that I truly believe you can do is have a comprehensive, full-scope retirement plan. We call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. If you're 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, you have to have something customized. You don't want to go into one of these big brand stores, big box stores, and just fit in their box that 50,000 other people have, right? You want that box to be built around you. What's important to you? What's important to your family? How much income do you need? What's your own personal tax situation? When are you going to retire? If you're already retired, how much income do you need? Where is it coming from in good markets and bad? So how's your health situation? All of those things need to be considered. Unfortunately, most people, as I mentioned before, have an investment plan. They don't actually have a financial plan, right? So when we talk tax strategies, recently I had a client, we were doing a financial planning case study with our other advisor. We actually had a case study where the gentleman had an advisor, and the advisor kept telling him, no, keep doing it this way. Don't worry about those Roth conversions. Don't worry about taking money out of your IRA. Go back and ask him, look, has your advisor ever run these tax calculations to show you in advance the very real numbers of what happens to your taxes if those accounts grow by 5, 8, 10%? If you continue down that path that he's telling you to go down, what your taxes look like in the future because of just required minimum distributions alone and how large they're going to be, it's going to impact taxation on your Social Security income. It's going to make you pay extra in Medicare every single year for the rest of your life. That's called IRMA. IRMA is income-related monthly adjustment amounts, right? It basically means an extra tax on your Medicare premiums. The advisor said, no, Mike, we talked about that. He's never shared that with a client. As part of our process, when you're doing real financial planning, when we go through this tax planning with clients, we show them, look, if you continue down this path that you're currently on or your advisor's telling you to do, this is the range of scenarios that could happen to you. If we go in this direction, while everyone's zigging over here, we want to be zagging. If we go in this direction, here's a range of scenarios that could possibly happen. In this particular case, on average, there was over $800,000 in potential tax savings. Over $800,000 of potential unnecessary taxes that were going to be paid. Meaning if they went with the government's plan or their broker's plan, since the broker didn't do taxes, they were going to pay potentially an extra $800,000. Why? Just because they didn't know. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a whole lot of money, especially in retirement when a lot of retirees are afraid of running out of money. We're not quite certain if taxes are going to be higher or lower in the future. Pretty sure they're going up, but we can't have any guarantee of that, right? That's what we want to do for you. Get you a tax plan if you don't have one. Get you an income plan if you don't have one. If you don't have all these components, the healthcare, the estate, the appropriate risk tolerance, you don't have a full retirement plan. And that's what we do here at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and that's what we want to do for you each week on this show, is give you all the information you need to make good financial decisions, whether we work together or not. If you give us a call and we do a set up a 15-minute strategy call, guess what? If at the end of that call, you get all your questions answered and you say, hey, you know, I'd like to move forward. What does that look like? If we both agree we're a good fit, then we'll move on to a deeper relationship. If it's not, great. That's okay, too. We're all adults here. You get your questions answered, and at least you're going to come away with what you need to know. The goal is to put you in the best position possible that we can based on the numbers, the data, our 22 years of financial planning as a fiduciary, and leveraging our tax practice at the same time. So, folks, I want to get something else in your hand right now, and we call it designing your financial house. And what it's going to do is it's going to talk about how we kind of build portfolios, right? So if we're going to build a house, what would you start with, right? The roof or the foundation? Well, the foundation, of course, because you can have the nicest roof in town, but without a solid foundation, it won't matter when the perfect storm comes along. The foundation is everything. The foundation is what we call protected money, money you can't afford to lose. It's principal protected. The antithesis of the foundation, of course, is the roof, right? The roof is the risk money, right? That's for positioned for growth. It's higher up. It takes a lot of risk. It's exposed to outside forces beyond your control. That's our market money. Now, our walls, the walls are similar to the foundation because we also don't have the same level of risk as the roof. But for those wall investments, we want to make sure that we offer insulation from the market, insulation from inflation. We've got good, durable income. So we subscribe to a rule that's called the prudent investor rule. So what does that mean? That means you take your age, take 100 minus your age, and then that's the appropriate amount of roof money that you should have. It's simple. Take 100 minus your age, the results, the maximum amount a prudent person should have in the roof. So if you're 62, the max amount of market risk, now this is flexible for most, but the max amount of market risk is about 38%, right? So about 40% of your portfolio might have some market risk. Unfortunately, we see week in, week out, individuals that still have 70, 80, 90% of their money in the market. And that's the ones that have caused them the most financial harm. So I want to get a little guide to you called Designing Your Own Financial House. How do you get it? Give us a call. Ask for Designing Your Financial House, 866-316-0822. Once again, that's Designing Your Financial House, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Before we go to break, I want to offer you an opportunity for you. We've been talking about taxes, right, to get a peek inside the government's plan for your retirement. We call it a retirement tax bill. Would you like to know how much you might pay in income taxes over the entire retirement on your IRAs and 401ks? If so, we've built out a complimentary retirement tax bill analysis for you. You can go to our special website. You don't have to call us in. Go to our special website and within a minute, get a customized report on what the government's plan is for you on taxes on your IRAs and 401ks. What's that website? RetireSmartChicago.com. Enter a couple pieces of information on your IRAs and 401ks, and within seconds, you will get a customized retirement tax bill. If you don't like what you see, give us a call. We've got strategies to help you mitigate some of those taxes. So if you're 5 years away from retirement, you're already in retirement, go to RetireSmartChicago.com, get your retirement tax bill, and see the strategies and what you can do to potentially reduce those taxes in retirement. RetireSmartChicago.com.
Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime 24/7 at CrystalLakeTax.com. That's CrystalLakeTax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. As we talk about every week on the program, if you've got questions and you're like, you know what? I want to know more about my situation. Give us a call. We're here to help. They just don't know if we can help unless you ask. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. So today we're talking about how in the world do you retire in a bear market? We know Warren Buffett's theory is to be fearful when others are greedy. And well, right now, everybody's fearful because the markets are going in the tank. So that means Warren Buffett says, well, be greedy when others are fearful. Well, there's rhyme to reason. You got to think about how you should position yourself in certain situations. Everybody's in a little bit different situation. And I think that's really the bottom line. No matter where we are, whether we're 5 years out from retirement or 5 years into retirement or somewhere between, being fearful when others are greedy or being greedy when others are fearful, it makes sense. But it's really more about us. It's about our situation, which is why clients need our guidance. What Mr. Buffett there is referring to is someone with an indefinite time frame, right? He says he makes investments on 100-year increments, you know, so they're going to be here long after he is. Well, you can't pay your bills that way. So this is one of the reasons why you have to be very careful about which advice you follow. With Warren Buffett being a billionaire, he's not worried about everyone running out of income. He's not worried about how you're going to pay medical costs later. And he's not worried about what the market does necessarily because he invests for an infinite timeline. Even when he's gone, that money, those principles, he's always in the accumulation phase, meaning he's always an investor, investing for long-term growth. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't keep that mindset in retirement, but you also have to understand that there are entirely different dynamics at play. In retirement, your plan needs to be more customized to you in your specific situation, your income needs, how much money you have in your IRAs, your 401ks, what your tax situation is going to be, what your health situation is going to be. In retirement, it's no longer all about growth and accumulating more. It's about protecting what you have, generating income that lasts as long as you do. In retirement, income is the outcome. So Mr. Buffett probably doesn't have any money in retirement accounts, but if he does, I'm sure it's very, very, very minuscule relative to his overall wealth. He's not worried about how much should I take out of my retirement account, how much should I take out of my non-IRA account. There's certain elements when it comes to retirement that simply don't apply. So please be very, very careful about who you listen to. Now, if your portfolio has what we call a high capacity for risk, this means that you don't need to take a large withdrawal from your portfolio, then you're more in line at least. You don't have billions of dollars probably, but at least the portion you invest in equities and stocks, you can have a much longer time horizon beyond your lifespan. Then in that particular scenario, then it might make sense to follow Buffett's advice, keeping a very, very long-term mindset because you don't need this. But most people in this country, they work their entire lives. They've saved $500,000, they saved $800,000, $1,000,002, maybe $3 million. If you're in that range, I would consider wealthy personally where you don't have to worry about this stuff once you start getting about $5 million, right? Everything under $5 million, you still got concerns about healthcare and taxes and all these other things. So that's relative, but I want to be careful there because there is relative and it's relative to the amount of income you spend. So I'll give you an example. I had a client several years ago when he came to me. He had a ton of money saved, but he was an exorbitant spender. So even though he had close to $10 million, based on how much he spent, he was not in any different of a position than the average person that comes and sees us with $1, $2, $3 million. So it's relative. And I want to switch gears here first and foremost. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you do not have a full retirement plan where we're knowing where your income's coming from in good markets and bad, what you're doing from a tax planning perspective, how you're taking advantage of the bear market right now from a tax planning opportunity, give us a call. Let's talk about your situation. Start to build a retirement customized box around you as opposed to having that box that's already pre-made at one of the big Wall Street firms just trying to fit you into it. 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822. So getting back to this paper, this Lincoln paper I mentioned earlier, I talked about in the first segment, BlackRock, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, they contributed. Lincoln Investment Advisors put this out. I want to ask you, over the past, the study goes back to 1976 all the way through the end of 2021, what was the average 60-40, 60% stocks, 40% bonds portfolio return? What do you think annualized? If you guessed 10.9%, you'd be right. Over that time frame, average U.S. stock returns were about 13.4%, average U.S. bond returns were 7.3%, and that data comes from Morningstar. They use the S&P 500 total return, which is the index that includes dividends. Then for the bond, they use the Barclays U.S. aggregate, which has trillions and trillions of dollars in bonds. It's the biggest bond fund, I believe, in the world. And so 13.4% for equities, 7.3% for bonds. Now, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, BlackRock, State Street all have their expectations out for the next 10 years. Their forecasts, what do you think the average? If you look at JP Morgan, Goldman, BlackRock, State Street, the 60-40 portfolio over the next 10 years, the anticipated performance of that portfolio is going to be a little bit under 4.5%. Think about that, folks. If you have 60% of your money in stocks, 40% in fixed income, the major money movers out there are saying about a 4.5% rate of return. So the range of equity returns from U.S. stocks, those four institutions, you know, they manage trillions of dollars of assets, go from around 5% on the low side to about 7.4% on the high side, nearly half of what it's been over the last 10, 20 plus years. Now, if we look at bonds, their average rate of return is around 2%. So if we do the average of those institutions, we simply take the weighted average, it's about 4.5%. Significantly lower than what we've seen the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. So in short, from 1976 to 2021, that same 60-40 portfolio averaged over 10.9% a year. But you look at Goldman, JP Morgan, BlackRock, State Street, looking forward in their estimates for that 60-40 portfolio, when combined, according to Lincoln Investment Advisors report, 4.5%. So what does this mean for you? Well, first and foremost, the reason the bonds did so well over the past 40 years, and we've talked about that in the past, they've averaged over 7%. This is high-quality investment-grade bonds. The reason is because interest rates were coming down for nearly 40 years. That's the primary reason. We had a bull market in bonds. As interest rates go down, bonds have capital appreciation. They actually go up in value above and beyond the interest. So not only was that bond portfolio earning a good coupon or interest rate, it also had capital appreciation. The bond value was going up too. Now moving forward, most people that are on board with the interest rates not decreasing significantly, they probably are going to increase for the next year or so. They could probably stabilize. They could come down slightly if we look at the Fed's dot chart, but all that's really just guessing. The point is, we know bonds simply don't have the same tailwind that they did, an opportunity for growth that they did the last 40 years, when interest rates were much higher and they had a lot more room to come down. We really don't have that today. So when you're doing an analysis of your situation and possible incomes, we need to really bring down our expectation of future returns, because most of the pundits out there on television, when they talk to you about the stock market, they're quoting historical data. Now, I'm not going to name names here, but when you hear someone saying the market's going to average 10, 12%, if you're in retirement or in your 50s, getting close to retirement, you can't count on that happening. If that happens, great. You're going to be in a much better off than you would have been otherwise. But we don't plan for best case scenario. We want to have an understanding of best case. We also want to have an understanding of worst case. and we want to have some moderate case in the middle. We want to be making our planning decisions based on that lower half, the worst to mid case. That way, when we're planning, if it's better, the probability and the odds of being successful improve. But if you simply stick to that 60-40 portfolio, which again seems antiquated, you listen to me for any number of years or any time, you probably heard me say that, the theory, the concept of 60-40 is antiquated. We have to be considering other low-risk assets that give us an opportunity to earn higher rates of return with more safety of principal, but also come with some additional benefits. So when you look at your choices out there, we want to understand first and foremost, bonds are a tool, right? They're fixed income. They are a tool that is not expected to perform quite well over the next decade. Then we have to understand what some other tools are that we can look at and compare that and add that to our portfolio, possibly to give us more value without necessarily increasing the risk. That's really what we want to find in retirement, income and value. So folks, one thing I want to share with you here is a guide that we call Designing Your Financial House. So folks, if you were building a house today, you wouldn't start with the roof, you'd start with the foundation. The foundation is what we call protected money, right? Principal protected, money you can't afford to lose. The antithesis of that is the roof. The roof is going to be the market money, right? Where the stock market, all of our risk is. We want to keep that. Why? Because that's got to weather all the storms that happen over a long period of time. Then we've got our walls and our insulation, and that's going to be our income. That's going to be things that insulate us from the market, insulate us from inflation, and protect us that way. So a lot of people ask, where should I start? How much should I have in my roof? Now, we subscribe to a rule, stood the test of time. It's called the prudent investor rule. It tells us where to begin and how much a prudent person your age should have in the roof. Simply take 100 minus your age, and that's your starting point. So if you're 62 years of age, then you should have about 38% of your assets in the roof, or let's call it market-based investments. The rest of it, using the prudent investor rule, it's where you want to start looking at some of these other income and principal protected options. So I want to get this Designing Your Financial House, 866-316-0822. It'll walk you through how do you design your own financial house, 866-316-0822. Now, also earlier in the show, I offered an opportunity for you to get a sneak peek inside what we call the government's plan for your retirement. We call it a retirement tax bill. Would you like to know how much you may pay in income taxes on your IRAs and your 401ks over your lifetime? If so, we've got a complimentary retirement tax bill analysis for you. We built a custom site for here. Within a minute, it will send you what the government's plan is for your taxes on your IRAs and 401ks. Go to retiresmartchicago.com, and there are a couple pieces of information. Within seconds, you're going to get a customized retirement tax bill. If you don't like what you see, we've got solutions for you. But first, you need to know, do you even have a tax problem in retirement? So if you're 5 years away from retirement or you're already in retirement, go to retiresmartchicago.com to get your complimentary retirement tax bill and see what strategies you can do to potentially reduce those taxes in retirement. retiresmartchicago.com. More on the Retirement Success Blueprint right after this.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. If you're preparing to retire in the next 10 years, this message is for you. One of the biggest sources of income may be how you claim your Social Security. That's right, how you claim your benefits.
Reach out to the Retirement Success Blueprint radio show right now for our free report, Are Your Allocations Right for Social Security?
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
For your free report, Are Your Allocations Right for Social Security? Simply reach out to us here at the Retirement Success Blueprint.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Glad you're with us today for the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We touched on a lot of ground today, and certainly the theme was, all right, how in the world do you retire in a bear market? Is it even possible? Well, it certainly is, but everybody's situation is different, and that's really where the Retirement Success Blueprint process starts. It is about you. You think about the planning process. The pillars are important for you What should it be? You need an investment plan, right? Unfortunately, most Wall Street firms start with the investment plan, saying, hey, here's how you should invest your money. But you don't know anything about me yet. How can you tell me how I should invest my money? You need an income plan. Where's your income coming from in retirement, independent of market conditions? You need a tax plan. How do you get that income in the most tax-efficient way, not only today, but over the next 10, 20, 30 years? You need a healthcare plan. If you had a healthcare event, how would you pay for it? You need an estate plan. All right, keep Uncle Sam's hands out of your estate's pocket. Make sure that everything goes to the beneficiaries and the organizations you care about at the least amount of time, least amount of taxes, least amount of legal involvement, and the least amount of court involvement. You don't skip any of those steps. It's not always about just the investment plan. So we don't put them all in place right at once. It's really kind of a step-by-step methodical way to go through this. Each and every single person that comes to us, chats with the team, they always tell us it was time well spent. So we want to extend that as an opportunity to you. If you're interested in getting your own retirement success blueprint, it all starts with just setting up a phone call, 866-316-0822. Now, think about it right now with what's going on in a bear market. Market's down 20, 30%. Do you know anyone, your parents possibly, maybe even yourself, maybe someone at church, maybe someone down the road, whose parents might even be going through a medical condition right now? Long-term care, assisted living, something later in life, in retirement? Now, even though throughout the year, when they began, they had plenty of money, because we're coming off this very, very long bull run, think about the feelings, the emotions they may be going through when the market's down 20, 30%. Because even in that traditional 60-40 stock bond portfolio, the bonds are getting crushed this year. The stocks were getting crushed last year. If they haven't planned for healthcare, and that's why we make this such a big emphasis on the show and our retirement planning process for you and your family, if you haven't planned for it, you're depending on the market to perform well, stocks and bonds, while you're not feeling well or when you need long-term care, home health care, whatever the situation is. We maybe just pass away in our sleep in a perfect world, right? But unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way. We got to plan for healthcare expenses in retirement. And we can't just hope that the market goes up, right? Because we've seen multiple times in the past couple decades, there's going to be some 50% haircuts in the market. So how do you get income off your portfolios when that happens? How do you pay for healthcare when that situation happens? Are you going to be in that kind of scenario? You need to build it into your plans. And a lot of times people come and say, Mike, I got some money on the sidelines. I don't really know what to do. So as part of our process, as we go through, we built out that strategy for you, the income plan, the tax plan, the estate plan. Then we'll talk about, should that money go towards healthcare? Should that money go to pay off the mortgage? So just to kind of give you an idea right now, long-term care insurance premiums, your traditional long-term care, and I'll kind of give you a great story just to kind of why we don't necessarily believe in it as much. We'll quote it for you and we'll show you it as an option, but we don't believe in it compared to some other opportunities that you have out there. So it's probably 7 or 8 years ago, gentleman called in the Retirement Success Blueprint, came in, sat down, said, Mike, I don't want to waste your time, but I want to get your opinion on something, but I don't think you can help me. He was 87 years old, slid across the table this statement from, I think it was, well, I won't even mention the insurance company. I'm not quite certain, but I don't want to single out this specific insurance company just because of all the long-term care insurance companies. They've all been forced to do this based on economic circumstances and increased longevity. He slides it across the table to me, and it's a long-term care premium increase notice. It says, Dear sir, we're writing to inform you that your long-term care premiums are going up 100% this year. It gave him some options. If he didn't want to pay the increase, he could take a reduction in benefits. And I said, this is actually pretty common, especially at your age. You've survived or out-survived a lot of people in that long-term care pool, so you have to financially support the ongoing costs of the remaining people in that pool. And he said, Mike, that's not the point. He said, the point is I got this notice 3 years in a row. When I was 85, when I was 86, when I was 87. My long-term care premium insurance have gone up 100% for 3 straight years. He said, if I get sick, they're going to give me $3,000 a month or $36,000 a year. But to keep this policy in force, I have to pay $30,000. So to keep the policy in force, he had to pay 30 grand. But if he got sick, he was only going to get $36,000. And he said, Mike, I'm as healthy as a horse. I go to bed every night. I pray the good Lord takes me, but I just don't see it happen anytime soon. Now, knowing that dynamic, having it seen it dozens and dozens of times, if not hundreds over the course of my 22-year career working with people in retirement, we decided to focus on fully guaranteed long-term care strategies. Now, there's two types out there. You have what we call reimbursement, which means you pay up out of pocket and then you get reimbursed once you submit your receipts. Bit more of a pain. Then we have what's called the indemnity style plan. That's what we want to go with. We want to go with something that's indemnity. You receive a check, you can do with it whatever you want. You just have to prove year after year that you were unable to perform 2 out of 6 of these daily living activities. Bathing, eating, dressing, transferring, toileting, incontinence. If you can't perform 2 of those 6, you qualify for long-term care. So just to give you an idea right here, right now someone comes and says, Mike, I'm concerned about long-term care. I don't want any of those non-guaranteed policies that I heard you talk about on the radio. Or if you're a client, you became a client, we go through this in the planning process on the healthcare side. So just to give you an idea, $100,000 right now will get you, if you're a male, middle age, 60. I just ran it to age 85 to prepare for today's show. $100,000 will get you $9,500 a month or $114,000 a year of long-term care benefits for a full 6 years. That's over $740,000 of potential benefits for a male age 60 needing care at 85. There's an inflation rider on that too. So if you need care at 90 or 92, it's an indemnity style plan. They just send you the check. Maybe it all doesn't go to long-term care or assisted living. Maybe it goes towards the caregiver, your son, your daughter, someone at church, somebody actually taking time off to help care for you. These are the things we need to think about when it comes to long-term care planning. So if you're 65, the things you need to think about, need long-term care, you're worried about at 80, 85, that same $100,000 can kick in $84,000 a year for 6 full years, $544,000 of coverage. Now, there's some additional benefits in terms, of course, but for today, we're not going to go through that. There's some tax-free life benefits and other kind of things. But here's the thing. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint here each and every week with you. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you have concerns that you don't have a real financial plan, you just got a junk drawer of stuff. You've been sold some stocks, some bonds, some annuities, some life insurance, but you don't know how it all actually works together. You don't know where your income is going to come from in retirement because nobody showed you how to, through interest and dividends, get income off your portfolio. Got $1 million out there. You need $40,000, $50,000 of income. Let us show you how to get that without touching the principal. Preserve the principal, just like your parents, your grandparents used to. We call it eat the eggs, not the chickens. You got $500,000 out there. You need another $20,000, $25,000 a year. Guess what? There's strategies for you. A lot of our clients, if you've got millions, same thing, $2 million, $80,000 to $100,000 of supplemental income without cannibalizing the principal. How do you get that? Give us a call. How we operate is we set up a 15-minute strategy call with me personally, answer the questions you have. We'll try to add as much value as we can. If it makes sense to get together, that's great. We'll get together. If not, you're still going to get your questions answered. Give us a call. Get on the calendar, 866-316-0822. 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. I want to thank you for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you got questions, we got answers. Let's set up a 15-minute strategy call to get them answered. 866-316-0822, or get your complimentary retirement tax bill and tax reduction strategies at retiresmartchicago.com. Enjoyed the show? Tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative financial planning, tax-focused advice, don't keep us a secret. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.